59, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Jim Gibson, the tree hugger. And, hey, we're on the road. It's a boondoggle weekend. Boondoggle officially kicks off tomorrow, Friday the 5th. And we are on the road. We're in the boondoggle machine, and we're headed up Highway 85 to the magic of wireless and internet. We are coming to you live on the road. So if you're listening in, you can give us a call. The number is right up there on the screen in front of you.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Hey, I see LGB's in the chat room there. LGB, why don't you go ahead and give us a call, man? Let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. Are you headed that way? Are you still in Charleston? Have you launched yet? I know Stan and Holly and Redfish Chuck and his crew are there in Charleston, and they're going to be headed north around midnight tonight. I think Yak Sushi and Sam, they made it in late last night. Got up this morning, did a little bit of pre-fishing with the Loziers, and I hear that Sam and Mark caught quite a few fish, some trout, so that looks good. The weather's supposed to be good this weekend, and we're on the road, so hit the button again. Yeah.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right. So we're probably going to be stopping here in a couple of hours. We're going to spend the night outside of Charlotte. Then we'll get up, grab some breakfast, and finish in. We should be in around... oh, probably 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon there. Check-in time's at 3. The boondoggle is this weekend. If you don't know what a boondoggle is, you're missing out. We're planning on fishing Lynn Haven tomorrow morning or Saturday morning. That will be at Safe Light, probably about start showing up at Crab Launch there about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. Build up boats and then work our way in and be hunting for some flounder. Yeah. Hey, 978, we're going to go ahead and click you live. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Sorry, we're having a little lag here with the mobile wireless in the Jeepster. You're on the air. Hello? No? I got nobody. All right. Well, we're still on the road. We're headed to the boondoggle. not much you can do. It's kind of different because I'm not sitting at my desk with all my notes. So anyways, back to the whatever itinerary there might be for a boondoggle. We're going to be hitting the beach probably about first light, 6:30, 7 o'clock at the Crab Landing there at Lynn Haven Inlet. We'll build up boats, see everyone, and then work our way back in and around and look for some flounder, redfish, trout, that kind of thing. I hear the weather is supposed to be... Hello? Hello? No, I keep losing. All right. So. Hello? No. Still don't hear you. And then tomorrow or Saturday evening, we're going to be meeting at Salty Seas for a boondoggle dinner. I think dinner starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. We've got a couple of hours there. We do our raffle, have some good Virginia-style barbecue, and then we will get some live music kicking off around 8:30, and just hang out. Set plans for Sunday fishing, Monday morning, that kind of thing. Also, Saturday morning, we'll have a judge identified there, and we've got the mini rod tournament. Okay, the rules are any rod less than 4 feet and unconventional for saltwater fishing. So if you got your Spider-Man rod, you got your Barbie rod, or Transformer rod, or like me, the Ronco Pocket Fisherman, $5 entry fee. It's a 50-50 format, so you get 50% of the pot. The other rest, the other 50% goes to the Heroes on the Water, Tidewater chapter there. We're going to make a donation in their name and support that. Also, the proceeds from our raffle that we set up for Saturday night will also go, will be putting that in the pot to toward the Owl chapter there. So it's for a good cause. For the mini rod tournament, unconventional rods for salt water less than 4 feet long. Any pro, you're going to use any standard measuring device for a catch, photo, and release type tournament. We'll have a judge there Saturday evening. You don't have to eat dinner to participate, but we'd sure like to have you there for the evening to join us and share a little bit of boondoggle camaraderie. And we'll announce the winner that evening. There's also some great raffle prizes. We've got a 32-inch flat-screen TV. We've got all kinds of good swag that's been donated from some of our friends, Harry's Goods down in Florida there in the Titusville area. We've got a bunch of some Slayer jigs. We've got all kinds of goodie bags made up. So be a little format there for the raffle tickets. You put your tickets in the box and, so you can decide which raffle you want to go for there. All in good fun and all supporting good cause there for Hero on the Water. So let me check the board here. The clone is running the boards, by the way, for the evening. So if a little slow on the typing there or whatever, I think it's probably because we're lagging as we're driving down the road in the Jeep. So hang on just a second. We got folks coming in. I know that Iris Jean is on her way up from Florida there with her dad. Say hi to them. And Russ is trying to make it from Louisiana. And got some folks, I think, that made their way in from Texas. And I know that Rob DeVore, the Bad Back cast, should have been at the boondoggle location by now. First Landing State Park, that's where we're going to be at this weekend. So join us there. And, man, we're just going to have a good time fishing. Chad Hoover's on his way. I know he was stopping in the Wilderness. We've got the folks from Native. Woody is showing up. In fact, we're keeping our fingers crossed. He's got a new Slayer, a Native Slayer, that we're going to get to take a look at. I know he's I heard that he was bringing a Mariner and a couple other boats for folks to play in and try out some of those Natives. Also, at the boondoggle, you know, folks bring in, we see all different kinds of boats. I know that Redfish Chuck and Hammerhead, those guys are, they're Cuda heads. There's a bunch of Cuda heads coming in from Charleston. If you've not seen the Jackson Cuda, if you've not seen the Native Ultimate or the Mariner or the new Slayer, you can come on out and take a look at it. We'll be around the Lynn Haven area there in Virginia Beach, fishing all day Saturday, and being the First Landing State Park. We're going to be at Salty Seas for dinner on Saturday night from 6 to 8. like to have everybody come out and join us there. Dinner is $18 per plate there for adults, $5 for kids, anything on the kiddie menu there for your little ones. And we're just going to have a great time. Chad Hoover, I know he's on his way and probably bringing his buddy Bo Mass, his cousin there. So, all right, well, we're just driving on into the dark. We're going to pull out here in just a bit, grab a bite to eat, make our way on towards the Boondoggle. I appreciate those of you who are listening. I thought we might get some folks call in. I know there's